You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Courtney Rogers. Good morning, Courtney. New Year's is just this next week. It's been a great month with you. We've had a real pleasure of chatting with a bunch of really intriguing local theater companies. So it has been an awful lot of fun to see. Atlanta is so blessed with such a great, vibrant theater community here. We're going to close up the year with a really cool conversation with a theater we've not yet showcased on this show. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Jamel Jude. He's the incoming artistic director at True Colors Theater Company. Jamel, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
Pleasure is ours, Jamel. I appreciate you making some time. You got a busy 2019 ahead, so I'm grateful for you to swing by and give us a taste of what we can look forward to. So, gosh, before we get into it, though, take a second, tell us a bit about you and your background.
Great. You know, I love calling myself a reformed football player. That's how I got to college. But in college, I found theater and just fell in love with it. Had the opportunity to act in the play, actually, from a writer from Atlanta. And I felt the immediacy of being able to tell a story on stage and having an effect on community. Inside of a theater, as we all sit together in a dark room listening to people play make-believe, it's the quickest way I've found to create instant community. And I really reveled in the idea of being able to tell a story to an instant community and just seeing what effect that has. Whether we are there to be entertained with something broad and musical, like we talked about Aida just a little bit before we started rolling, or if it's something that's really gritty and we really want to have a debate about something. Now we have in the room, now we have 300 plus strangers who have now become friends because we all shared the same air together. So I fell in love with theater in college and have since moved around the country all around in an attempt to find theater. But I landed back here in the South and couldn't be more happy to take this part of my career and share with it with Atlanta audiences.
That's very cool. Yeah, I love the shared community that theater creates. You know, I'm an avid reader, but as I've gotten older, I found that theater kind of gives you that same feeling, but you're not doing it alone. You're getting to do it with so many other people as you watch. So I think that that's pretty cool. So tell us about your role specifically at True Colors as the incoming artistic director.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really exciting. There are so many theaters across the country, but also here in Atlanta that were founded and their artistic leader is still running the company. At True Colors, we were founded by a guy named Kenny Leon, and he has decided that, you know, I think the future of the company is best served by being handed over to a new leader. So I'm really excited to come into that role. An artistic director helps curate the season. So I'm in charge of picking the plays that I think will resonate the most with Atlanta audiences. I'm also in charge of trying to find the artists, whether they are the directors, the playwrights, the actors, trying to get it together. But the thing I love most about my job is to curate discussions around it. And what we don't want to be at True Colors, we don't want to be a place where people just come to see a play. Because then we miss the opportunity of gathering people at the same time and keep community together. So we are looking to treat our theater like the center for civic discourse. So we want to have a series of conversations. So where people see the play, before they go to the play, there are themes and ideas that we want to share with them. And then after the play, we want to encourage them to stick around and talk to us.
See, that's really cool. See, to me, that'll be the more treasured memory of that experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to keep it from the moment that you hear about the play to the moment that you walk away. We want to make sure that you are engaged in it and in hopes that that will then inspire you to talk about the play. If there's questions that you want to ask and, you know, those things that people revisit 10, 15 years later, say, hey, you know, there was that one time at the Southwest Arts Center, I saw a really entertaining but moving piece of theater, and it stuck with me since then.
So talk more about the mission and purpose of True Theater's Theater Company. I mean, to me, based on what I've heard from you so far, it's about strengthening our community, but tell us more.
Absolutely. So what we do is that we center on the rich storytelling tradition of the Black theater, but we use it in order to give voice to diverse cultures and make sure that we are truly being an inclusive theater company. So over the years, we've done that by centering some of the work of August Wilson, which is one of the greatest American playwrights to do the work. But with it, we try to focus on the specificity of a story, of a particular culture, of giving us an opportunity to learn something about someone else, to walk in their shoes for the length of the evening. So we put on about 3 shows a year, but we also are really invested in reading plays as well. We find that there's so much value in going to see a full production, but for those of us who are avid readers or people who love to do more of the imagination, people really get excited about hearing a new play read. So we do a lot of new play development in that way too. So writers who are either just starting or writers who have been established who want to get a new play out there, but they're not ready to see it fully fleshed out, we love giving readings of those. So we do about 3 full productions. We read about 7 or 10 plays a year in those pared down readings. And then, like I mentioned earlier, we have those community conversations.
All right. So you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the theater that it was founded by Kenny Leon. So obviously he's kind of a legend here in the Atlanta theater circle, but also, you know, nationally, he's gotten to do so much and is so well known now. But tell us about the legacy that he's leaving behind and what it's like to fill those shoes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what Kenny's done for the American theater, not just Atlanta, is that he has ushered in and made the stories of the Black community and being able to tell it on a large stage. You know, oftentimes I think that stories are often pushed to the margins and we don't really get to see the full American spectrum told in its entirety with great specificity, love, and care. And I think what Kenny's done throughout the entirety of his career is that he's just treated people with love, whether it's a story about, he's told stories like Angels in America, which is about LGBTQ community in the late 80s and 90s, or if it's about Raisin in the Sun that he's told on Broadway, or Fences, or he's currently doing a new show about contemporary America. But he's always brought love and fullness and honesty, and he has this book, and it's called Take You Wherever You Go. And it's something that his grandmother gave him, just this idea. And that's the legacy that I feel like he's left with me, to just bring my full self to show up every day to work. So I'm really excited to walk in those shoes to say that here at True Colors, the things that will remain, that we will always move with honesty and love. Anytime we decide to tell a story, we're going to try to get the capital T truth of it. And we're going to try to tell that story with such a tenacious sense of honesty and love that the specificity of it will communicate the universal. So whether you are from Beaufort, Georgia, and you go and see a play about it, or if you're from Los Angeles, California, you're going to know those people. You're going to feel a connection to the work that's on stage because of the love and honesty we bring to it.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch what you do with this legacy. And I have a feeling, Courtney, I can probably speak for Courtney, that we're pretty excited about where you're going to take this. So it'll be fun to see where that goes. All right, Jamel, Courtney, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Jamel Jude of True Colors Theater Company. So, all right, let's dive into the 2019 schedule. What do you got coming?
Yeah, you know, we have a really great play that'll open up in February 12th. It's called Skeleton Crew, and it's written by a woman named Dominique Morisseau. And Dominique is really having like an amazing moment in her career. She just recently won what's known as the MacArthur Genius Grant, where she's been recognized as one of an international leader in culture, in creating something that affects in a positive way to culture. So this award where she receives like $625,000 over 5 years. Wow. So she's such a lucky woman. But her play is set in Detroit, set in 2008, really right at the turn of the economy, where we find these characters kind of caught in the crosshairs. They've been working at an auto stamping plant, some of them up to 29 years, some of them just started, people at various points of their career. And the plant is facing closing. And they really have to decide, well, what do I do now? Do I hold the line? Am I a company man? And do I try to continue to work until they let me know that there's no job for me? Or do we push through and maybe we can survive this thing? Or do I cut my losses where I'm at and try to figure out what my next step is? So I'm really excited about this play. For me, it's really about like, for so many Americans, a decade ago, we were fighting so hard to keep our grip on the American dream. And I think we went from the abundance of the early 2000s, where everything was big and glittery and bling, and to now there was this moment of scarcity, right? Where we were wondering, will I keep my home? Will I be able to keep my job? What about my family? Will I, can I put my kids through college? And I feel like that scarcity mindset is something over the last decade that we've been trying to fight back against here in America. What I'm excited about this play, in addition to those, in addition to the production, which since I'm directing it, I can say will be really great, is that we are supplementing it with a series of conversations that are going to happen. One of the things that we want to talk about and that we'll do on January 26th is coping in corporate America. I think for so many people, the day-to-day strain of being either a middle manager or having to be a higher up and managing people, the daily stresses of that is a tough thing for so many people, but it's a necessary thing. People have to hold on to their little piece of the American dream and their piece of the world in which they want to create for their loved ones. So we're going to have a series of conversations on, hey, just what does that look like? How can you maintain? How do you continue to go to work? How can you be a better manager? How can you be a better leader? How can you show up in that space and feel your fullness? So that we'll do that on the 26th. We're also encouraging people to, when they come see the show, come a little bit before. We'll have dramaturgy boards where we'll talk about what was happening in Detroit in 2008, what was happening in the country, so that we can create a little bit of a conversation to get people excited about the play. And then after the play, on several dates, we'll have guided discussions where we'll create a panel conversation where we'll talk about some of the themes and ideas from the show. So that's really our major offering that we'll put out. The play starts February the 12th. But we'll have that community conversation on January 26th. And then throughout the run of the show, which the show will close March 10th, we'll have a series of conversations.
Well, we've touched on at the top half of the show the importance of building community. And these conversations to me, which I think in a very positive way will contribute to our civic discourse. I commend you all for that focus, because the art is one thing. It tells us, it delivers a message. But I don't know that it will necessarily seep into our bones until we really talk about it through this lens of love and honesty that you were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think some of the dangers that we find ourselves in is that we either have talking heads and they're just talking out into the space, but what opportunities are there to actually listen, right? Like here we have a beautiful opportunity to converse with one another. And how do we take that next step to find the resources if there is with this play where we're talking about union workers or anything like that? Well, what are the resources that we can give people to say, if you're interested in conversations around labor, if you're interested on conversations around what you need to do to protect your own wealth and things like that, here are resources that we can point people to, because we really want just not to talk, but we want to engage. We want to listen. We want to have a dialogue. We want to be able to make people feel like they're not alone in this world, and that there, if you need help, that there are places where you can go to help. And I think that's how we're going to move away from the scarcity mindset that has become so toxic, to move back into a place of abundance where we all see one another as someone who deserves our full empathy, and that someone, that the other person around us, we can treat with respect and love and honesty.
I think that sounds pretty great. And one of the things that you said that I really like is kind of like a novice theater goer is the education you do before, during, and after about a show. You know, like you talked about kind of the stuff you will have before the show, showing what was going on in Detroit at that time. I think that that is so key for people to understand what they're about to see and how much more enjoyable it makes the whole experience when you have a little bit of knowledge and background about the show that you're getting ready to watch. Because to me, you know, especially, like I said, as a novice theater goer, that's key to making it an enjoyable experience and then getting something out of it too, so you're not lost during the production. I think that's important.
You know, I just to that point, I feel like sometimes people think of theater and you immediately just think of like grandiose, and you think like big red curtains, and you think inaccessible, right? Like I'm not going to understand it, or they're going to talk in a language that doesn't feel familiar to me. And I think all what we want to do at True Colors is to make sure that people know that anybody and everybody is welcome. So whatever we can do to lower that barrier to entry, to say like, actually, our tickets are really cheap. So you don't have to worry about like, am I going to spend $100 and not really enjoy the show? It's like, no, our tickets are cheap and you're going to really enjoy the play. And we're going to provide you and equip you with the ways to understand and to get into the world, so that all you have to do is just focus on like, I really want to enjoy this story. And then I want an opportunity. We hope that you then take the opportunity to say, and I want to talk to somebody about it. I want to know, like, man, that character, Faye, like, I feel her. Like, I've been in that position where I don't know, should I walk the company line or should I look out for myself and my friends? Like, what's the right thing to do? Like, those types of juicy questions are the ones in which we want to ask at True Colors. And we are excited that we want to make sure that people know that you don't have to have a doctorate in theater and you don't have to spend no Italian. Exactly.
Right.
Well, if you want the big spectacle, go see something at the Fox.
Exactly.
And there's something to be said for good big spectacles.
And we need all of it. We need all of it to make a cultural ecosystem, right? Mm-hmm. But our offering to it is really great plays that center on specific experiences and that we're going to lower the barrier of entry so that everyone feels welcome.
Well, and I'm going to say most theater experiences in Atlanta are very intimate experiences.
So kind of along in this same vein of conversation, at True Colors, what kind of educational programs do you offer?
Yeah, you know, as much as I love to talk about the work that we get to put up on stage when we do our productions, I really think our bread is buttered by our education program. One of the things that Kenny said when he accepted a Tony Award was that he wanted to see the day where every student had a little bit of theater in their lives. We're really blessed to have a woman named Nikki Toombs, who's in charge of our education. She's the director of our education program. And she has a four-pronged program. I'll spend a little bit of time just talking about two of them. The first one is an August Wilson monologue competition. So named after the great orator and storyteller August Wilson, it's an opportunity for high school students to take his words and compete against one another. So they learn the rigor needed to become an actor. They also, the competitive spirit. And of course, as a reformed football player, I really get into the competition of it. But these kids, diverse backgrounds, we have kids of all walks of life who are taking the words of August Wilson, finding a way to make it their own, and then competing in much like a speech and debate type of thing.
Well, they're learning how to communicate.
Exactly. They're learning how to communicate, and they're learning how effective their voice can be. Mm-hmm. So they compete. There's a regional competition here. And then if you win in Atlanta, you get the opportunity to compete on a national stage. Mm-hmm. So we take these kids. There are 13 different cities. August Wilson Monologue Competition is in 13 different cities across the nation. All those winners descend on New York City, and they get an opportunity to compete on Broadway for the person who's going to be now the national winner of the August Wilson Monologue Competition. And like I said, it's a really great program just to see those kids and how much they love the opportunity. I've seen kids who are so shy, but because they get an opportunity to inhabit a different body and they get to use someone else's words, they find their own voice. So that's really our signature program, and it's really a beauty to behold. We'll do the regional finals for the August Wilson Monologue Competition on March 1st. Hmm. So those kids will actually, here in Atlanta, get an opportunity to act on the stage of True Colors. So they'll be on the stage of Skeleton Crew. And the second one that I really want to talk about is for our middle school students. Right now, we have a program called Act Like a Lady. Our Nikki Toombs, man, she is the epitome of like a boss lady. And she created this program for young girls in middle school and to expose them to tons of cultural experiences. They go to museums and aquariums. They go see plays, but they also get to talk to mentors, other female mentors, just to see, like, you know, oftentimes it's hard to think that you can become something if you've never seen a model. So what our Act Like a Lady program does is that it gives these young girls a model to aspire to, whether they decide to be just like their mentors or not. But it's like, hey, you know what? This different way of thinking is out there for me. And so I'm really excited by those two programs. We have some other ones that we're really starting to build up, but those are really our two signature programs.
Oh, they both sound like amazing, life-changing type programs. So commend you on being a part of that and offering that to this community. I'm getting is the key theme for what you guys are all about. So
absolutely.
Most impressive. Well, Jamel, we need another couple of hours to just dive into everything that we need to be talking about here. I suspect we'll have to have you all back on the show down the road to continue to help tell the story as you continue to reach out and build our community. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, want to learn more about all the great productions coming from True Colors or learn more about these educational opportunities, where do they go?
Yeah, truecolorstheater.org is the best way to find us if you are social media inclined. Check us out on True Colors Theater. That's most of our handles on Facebook and Instagram. And if you are a tweeter and you like the Twitter, we're at KL True Colors. But we're fairly active on those social media platforms. All our emails are also found on our website. Information about shows, education programs, you find all that on our website. So reach out. We love talking to people.
Jamel Jude, the incoming artistic director with big shoes to fill at True Colors Theater Company. Jamel, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
And good luck next year. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Courtney Rogers, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denhammarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.